Yo, yo, yo. What's up, fam? Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of realness on Self-Care RX. Let's be honest, Gen Z, life's a whirlwind. Between the pressure to succeed the ever-present social media circus, and let's face it, sometimes just adulting feels like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded, we're constantly bombarded. And when things get heavy, when you're dealing with loss or grief, well, it can feel like that overwhelm is amplified tenfold. But guess what? I'm not here to tell you to just be positive or think happy thoughts. That ain't how life works, and pretending it does only adds to the pressure. Grief is real, it's messy, and it's okay to feel everything, the sadness, the anger, the confusion, even moments of numbness. It's all part of the process. What's not okay is burying those emotions deep down and pretending they don't exist. That's just setting yourself up for a bigger meltdown later. So, how do we navigate this emotional roller coaster? How do we actually process grief with some semblance of self-care, even when it feels impossible? Let me break it down, because you deserve to know the real deal, not some watered-down version. First up, acceptance. This ain't about agreeing with whatever happened. Take, sometimes life just throws curveballs that make zero sense. It's about accepting that grief is a part of your experience right now, and that's okay. Resisting it only makes things harder. Think of it like this. If you're trying to climb out of a hole, the first step is acknowledging that you're in one, not pretending you're just chilling on the surface. Next, find your outlet. We're not all wired the same way. Some of us need to talk it out, find a therapist, confide in a trusted friend or family member, join a support group. Others might find solace in creative expression, writing, painting, playing music, even baking a killer batch of cookies, no judgment here. Whatever helps you process those emotions and release the pent-up energy, do it. Move your body. I know, when grief hits, the last thing you want to do is sit. But trust me, physical activity can be a powerful tool. It releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and helps clear your head. Don't pressure yourself into hardcore workouts, even a brisk walk, some gentle yoga, or dancing like nobody's watching can make a difference. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, guys. When you're grieving, it's easy to beat yourself up for not being strong enough, not coping well enough. Cut that crap out. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a close friend going through the same thing. Remember, healing takes time, and there's no right or wrong way to grieve. And lastly, seek professional help when needed. We've all got our limits, and sometimes, even with all the self-care in the world, we need an extra hand. Therapists are trained professionals who can provide support, guidance, and coping mechanisms tailored to your specific needs. Don't hesitate to reach out, it's a sign of strength, not weakness. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your bestie just went through a devastating loss, maybe the passing of a loved one. They're reeling, they're hurting, and they're struggling to find their footing. What do you say? You wouldn't tell them to snap out of it, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe some takeout, because who has the energy to cook when you're grieving? That's exactly what we need to be doing for ourselves. When grief hits, we gotta treat ourselves with the same compassion and understanding we'd offer our best friends. Remember, fam, self-care ain't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice too. It's about showing up for yourself in all aspects of your life, especially during tough times. So, don't let grief win. Take it one day at a time, lean on your support system, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and slay this thing, even if it feels like you're just taking baby steps. And hey, don't forget to tag me in your self-care journeys. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community that supports each other through thick and thin. Peace out, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast with all your squad. Let's make some noise, Gen Z style.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.